Good morning and welcome to Christ Community Church. I'm Jamie.
And I am Bert.
And we would like to apologize. We had a little technical difficulty this morning and we're unable to record the sermon. And so we're going to go through the announcements and then through the sermon. And if you have any questions about anything, please just get in touch with Big John. He'll be happy to answer any of your questions. First announcement is Charlotte Ritchie is in concert April 15th. At Christ Community Church at 11 a.m. So, guys, it's going to be an awesome time of worship. Make sure you come and know it's going to be a lot of fun. Wednesday, February 14th is our Jesus Loves Me potluck. So if you would sign up in the foyer for whatever dish you're going to bring, that way we also will have an idea of who all is going to be here. We have our fourth Sunday singing and barbecue to go boxes January 28th, which is next Sunday at 5:30. So please make sure that you get signed up for that if you are coming. And if you took an M&M tube for the youth, please get that turned back in to Jamie, which is me, by next Sunday if at all possible. I think I said and already, but finally we have our mother-son banquet coming up February 16th. So please sign up with Miss Sarah for that. It's going to be an awesome, awesome time.
And now for the sermon. I'm standing in for Big John at this time. And I'll give you just the highlights of the sermon. So it's "Great is Your Faithfulness," Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 to 24. The background to this is due to a full rejection of God, God's people experience a horrible government shutdown. Now, you can look back into Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, to see the sin that the people of God had. In Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 11 and 12, you can see their stubbornness of spirit, and they were really stubborn. In Jeremiah chapter 39, verses 1 through 3, talks about the siege and how they were eventually overcome because of their sin and their stubbornness. And in the midst of the siege, Lamentations chapter 2, verses 11 through 13, talk about the sadness that they experienced. That's the background. A horrible government shutdown because God's people rejected God. In the midst of that, you have that God is our hope, always in everything. Look at Lamentations 3:21. Even the judgments of God give hope. Because false gods cannot judge. Only God can, and His judgment brings hope. Lamentations 3:22, we exist today because of God's great mercies, love, loyalty, kindness, care. If you look at Lamentations 3:22, this is a description of agape love in the Old Testament. God's mercies always honest. Lamentations 3:22, God's love never fails. There is no shutdown in God's love. God loves us and keeps us forever. And just as a reference, look at 1 Corinthians 13 to see about the love of God. Lamentations 3:23, the greatest combination in the universe is God's true love teamed up with God's great faithfulness. Great is His faithfulness into every day. So what are you going to do? Your personal response, Lamentations 3:24. I will claim the Lord as my own. I will place all my trust in the Lord. And we hope and pray that you put all your trust in the Lord and claim Him as your own as a result of God speaking through this sermon. Thank you for listening to this.